Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from Tasmania Amateur Radio News Desk this week is Peter, VK7PD, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C via the digital group, HF and MF relays, 1.862 MHz Graham, VK7GLS, 3.670 MHz Ross, VK7ALH, 7.140 MHz Gary, VK7JGD, 14.13 MHz Any Takers, 28.525 MHz Dale, VK7DG, and locally in Hobart on UHF CB channel 24 and HF CB channel 24, 11 metres, with Mark, VK7FMAC. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday, 8 p.m. on repeaters, VK7RAA North, VK7RHT, and on UHF CB 24 and HF CB 24 South. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. Silent Key, Ken Clark, VK7KKV, Silent Key. It was with great sadness that we were informed that Ken Clark, VK7KKV, had passed on the morning of the 11th of November 2025. Ken, originally from Winnaleah and later moved to Scottsdale, where he obtained his amateur license in the 1970s and has been a member of NTARC for over 19 years. He was a staunch volunteer in the State Emergency Service and manned the local ambulance as a stand-in paramedic and driver for the Greater Scottsdale area. Ken was involved in Targa Tasmania in the 1990s when amateurs provided safety communication. He then moved into tracking and safety communications with the equine endurance sport. In fact, Ken and Rick, VK7RI, set up the original Microsoft Excel spreadsheet for NTARC rider tracking. This spreadsheet is still being used today as the graphical user interface for safety logging. He participated in two National Tom Quilty Gold Cup events when they were hosted in Tasmania in 2018 and 2025. Ken was very good with his hands and constructed from scratch a dual-axle caravan which was a fifth-wheeler on his flat-tray vehicle. This combination could often be seen at Petal Point during what he loved doing, camping. He even had a full-size domestic attachable OSAT BMAC dish for receiving satellite television when out camping, not to mention the 6-meter crank-up mast attached to the rear of the caravan that he could place his amateur antennas onto. Luckily for Ken, his QTH had an excellent north-facing radio path, just right for an amateur. He even automated a Raspberry Pi system using ADS-B telemetry that notified him of any aeroplanes approaching Bridport Airport, so he could duck out there and have a look if the type interested him. Ken also became involved in the Scottsdale RSL. Later in life, he took on the construction of a diorama of the Forgotten Wall, a display which depicts the Battle of Cap Yong in the 1951 Korean War. He also involved an Arduino microcontroller to illuminate areas of the diorama and play the relevant voiceover as the battle unfolded. Ken was very proud of his contribution to the memory of Australian soldiers who were involved. It is located at the Scottsdale RSL Military Museum and well worth a visit. The diorama and other photos can be seen on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. I don't think the irony of his death falling on Remembrance Day, the 11th of the 11th, would have been lost on Ken. I think he would have had a chuckle. We have lost a fine man, a good friend and a gentle mentor. His knowledge and valuable contribution to our club was well recognised. Vale Ken, VK7KKV, now Silent Key, from the NTARC committee. WWFF SOTA, POTA and IOTA, weekly wrap-up. It's been another active week across VK7 with operators taking advantage of Tasmania's top-notch outdoor locations. David, VK7ACE, headed out to Five Mile Bluff Conservation Area near Beachford in the state's north. This park stretches from the shoreline and winds inland along the Currys River, finishing just short of Stony Head. David is no stranger to this location, having activated it twice before. Meanwhile, the Northern Wednesday crew, Peter VK7ZPE, Al VK7AN, and Rodney VK7HAM, set up at the Tamar Conservation Area. This park stretches along the Tamar River and offers no shortage of excellent activation spots. The team has visited this park previously and returned for another enjoyable session on the air. In other news, it was announced at QTEC that POTA will soon include historic monuments as valid references for activation. VK7 has a collection of these sites, and they will be added to the POTA mapping database over the coming weeks by Hayden, VK7HH, and Matt, VK7MAT. Once the references are live, Matt will share more details to help activators plan their next outings. And finally, some chasers may have been lucky enough to catch Bernard, VK3WMD, who's been touring around the state's northwest, activating several SOTA summits during the week. 73, Matt, VK7MAT. Statewide SSTV nights. A quiet net night that saw the following participants: VK7's AX, ZAB, EV, 00, ZGK, and TW, all sharing nearly 40 photos. The main themes were the WIA 100 Years Celebration in Tasmania, Echuca paddle steamers on the Murray River, the Echuca Thong Tree, railway locomotives both local and in the Netherlands, the Eastcliff Lift, a funicular railway at Bournemouth in England, images of the latest Aurora Australis. Other highlights were another passing of the Pico balloon ZS1ERZ, an RF directional coupler as seen at the last NTARC Wednesday Clubrooms night, a very new-looking dual-paddle automatic Kia, one of the many bridges on the Loire Valley, France, some polite graffiti, a very fast delivery van, what the cat dragged in and buried in the litter box. Again, Tony, VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7's exchange photos with PC1K and PD1WGL in the Netherlands and DJ0ZK in Germany. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Tony will connect the gateway again next week between 5:30 p.m. and 11:30 p.m. Note, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken's and Steve's websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. QSL News, Inwood's QSL Bureau information. The current list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwood's Bureau as at 24 October is in the email version of the broadcast. Do you see your call sign in the list of QSL cards held by the Inwoods Bureau? Do you want these cards? Please advise Herman either way by email so he can tidy up and remove cards that may be for silent keys and have been held for some time. Send Herman your QTH address so he can either mail them out or deliver on an opportunity basis. Email to westyh@aussiemail.com.au. 73 Herman, VK7HW, Manager, WIA, VK7 Inwoods QSL Bureau. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net 5th Year Anniversary. Last Wednesday night was the 5th anniversary of the Net, held on Wednesday nights at 2000 hours on the VK7 RMD repeater at Penguin and through All-Star Node 56780. The net was initially started to help amateurs to interact with others during the COVID period in November 2020. Mount Duncan was chosen as it had the large radio footprint from far northwest Tassie back into the hills south of Mount Duncan and able to be accessed in the Launceston area and from many locations using handheld. The net has 5 to 10 regulars from a wide area. Unfortunately, a lot of our senior amateurs who enjoyed the net are now silent keys. We have regulars like Andy, VK7MAD at West Montague, and Graham, VK7KT, Dean, VK7DJH, Eric, VK7EK, and random amateurs in the area, and people from the North Wind able to pop up on the net Wednesday nights. It's also been great to have those returning to amateur radio like Peter, VK7BP, participate. We also have a few listeners, amateurs who no longer transmit, or some who don't have amateur licenses. We enjoy the evening's banter, and may report in via social media or text. When the propagation is running, we enjoy having VK3s join in, like Brody, VK3MAP, a regular. We run a round robin net, giving everyone a chance to have a say, comment, ask questions, whether radio-related or on any other topic. A big thank you to those who support the net and each other, and we will continue to run the net every Wednesday night while people join in. 73 Eric, VK7EV, net controller. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, bi-monthly meeting. The next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday, 6th December 2025 at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items to show and tell, and club rooms are open till 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have tea, coffee, etc. available for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. 73 Eric, VK7EV, News Officer, Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. News from the North, SOTA, WWFF Parks Group. The Summits of the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays at 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 Al, VK7AN. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Last clubroom technical night, we had the next installment in a series of technical presentations by Lionel, VK7ZLB. It continues on from his previous session on circulators, rat race or hybrid ring couplers. This session covered directional couplers. Lionel had an excellent example of a Chinese directional coupler, good to about 800 MHz. The external enclosure has been cast from an aluminium alloy with the external end connector seat locations machined flat. Some other versions are machined using computer numerical control or CNC router from a block of aluminium. With the lid off and much finger pointing from Lionel, it was very intuitive as to how the unit would work. Main features were two aluminium bars running parallel the length of the enclosure, one terminating at each end onto an end connector. This one is the pass-through for the radio frequency signal, in this model up to 300 watts. The second bar was shorter than the first, one end terminating on the side of the case onto another end connector, with its other end terminating onto a surface mount resistor. This one was used for the isolated coupler output of the RF signal, 20 dB reduced. All RF bars were suspended and held firmly between insulator rods. On the long side of the case is a threaded drilling with covered grub screw that applied pressure through an insulator to adjust the air gap between the coupler bars. This varied the amount of coupling and the level of RF signal picked off, in this case calibrated to minus 20 dB on the output. This is clearly visible as the yellow insulator coming in from the side of the pictures. As a picture is worth a thousand words, check out the pictures on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Take home information from this session was, the most significant function of directional couplers are that they enable you to measure or monitor the signals without interfering with the main signal path too much. This equates to a good electrical isolation between ports, but the common earthing may need to be taken into account. Their passive characteristic means that they do not need any power to operate, and most couplers have wide frequency ranges, which means they can be used in a variety of different applications. Directional couplers can be small footprint, low profile devices. Micro strip or strip lines typically are particularly compact, so they can be incorporated into PCBs that go into RF modules. Thank you, Lionel, for another informative and hands-on presentation. A reminder that Intarc Christmas dinner that is now less than a month away, it will be on Thursday the 4th of December, as we have received a number of requests. We are trialling a change from the usual Wednesday to a Thursday evening, as this may be more manageable for members. Due to popular requests, it will be held at the Iron Horse Bar and Grill, located at 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale. Check your calendar. If you are free and wish to attend, now is the time to mark the date and the RSVP to the secretary at secretary@intarc.net, or jot your name and number, places required, on the registration sheet next to the sign-in register at the club rooms. Upcoming events. Finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, Intarc Incorporated. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Microwave news. 10 years of the 23 centimetres QSO party. On 7 December, we reach a VK7 microwave milestone with the 10th anniversary of the 23 centimetre QSO party. We are trying to get as many stations as possible on to celebrate this milestone with hopefully record numbers. It is proposed that we write up an item for AR to record the history of the QSO party and the results of the 7 December event. The QSO party is conducted at 10 a.m. each Sunday after the broadcast on 1296.15 MHz using FM, with one group in the Greater Hobart area and a second group in the Greater Launceston area. After this Hobart to Launceston contacts take place on 1296.2 MHz using the digital mode Q6560B, Hobart stations first period and Launceston stations second. A brief history. Nearly 10 years ago, a few Hobart stations started dusting off rigs and pointing quirky 23-centimetre homebrew antennas towards Mount Wellington, just to see what might happen. At a Reese barbecue between sausages and signal reports, someone tossed out a simple idea. Run a 23-centimetre QSO party straight after the Sunday broadcast. Use it to test coverage, compare notes, and nudge everyone to lift their game on antennas and systems. Challenge accepted. On Sunday, 6 December 2015, Murray VK7ZMS hauled gear up to Kananya, Mount Wellington, and took the helm as the first control station. 3 days later, at the DATV night on 9 December, the debrief was clear. It worked, it was fun, and it deserved to be kept going. The plan formed. Aim beams at the mountain each Sunday and make it a habit. Stations with 23-centimetre gear dragged it out of the cupboards, warmed it up, and joined the net. That inaugural report reads like a roll call of early adopters. VK7ZMS, VK7MO, VK7BEN, VK7KAJ, VK7ZL, VK7OO, with a surprise cameo from the north, VK7JG. Receive only at first were VK7TW and VK7HRS. By the very next week, there were 9 stations up, plus one new voice, Danny VK7HDM. The only hiccup? Our control op, Murray, was off on essential duties. His daughter's birthday took priority. Quite right, too. Fast forward to today, and the little post-broadcast experiment has grown into a community with around 15 stations operating each Sunday. We now count 47 23-centimetre capable operators in the south, with more in the north. The QSO party has mapped paths, sparked antenna builds, and quietly raised the bar for what's possible on 23 centimetres in VK7. 73 Rex VK7 MO. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. November Presentation Night. November Forum Night. Forum Night, EMR Quiz Night. Last Wednesday night's Forum Night was a bit of fun, and with a Kahoot online quiz about electromagnetic radiation safety. This used the process we outlined at the EMR safety presentation night back in September, thanks to Phil VK2ASD and Justin VK7TW. This process uses the wonderful process and templates that John Bew's VK4JBE and the BDARS team came up with. The basis of the Kahoot quiz was from John, and we added a few more questions to round it out to 20 questions. There were both online streaming participants as well as those in the club rooms, and there were Chalky Frogs and Caramello Koalas for prizes, and surprisingly, there were none left at the end, hi-hi. There were 21 participants, and the scoring in Kahoot is not only whether you get the answer correct, but how quickly you answer. The podium consisted at number 3 was Lance, VK7TO, with 11,968. In second position was Murray, VK7ZMS, with 12,616. And in first place, Hayden, VK7HH, with 14,310 as character RF overload. Thanks to all who took part, and please don't let your EMR safety journey stop there. Please use the templates, flowchart, and calculator to document your RF safety in your shack. 73 Justin, VK7TW, REST Committee. December event, REST End of Year Sausage Sizzle Barbecue. It's time to fire up the brand spanking new barbecue and celebrate another huge year at REST. Join us at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms for a relaxed lunch and evening of food, laughter, and radio-infused storytelling as we wrap up 2025 in true REST style. There are two sessions to suit everyone. WAG's Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon for lunch and early banter. WAG's Wednesday evening group from 6 p.m. to the Twilight Feast and Tall Tales. Come along, grab a snag, and relive a year packed with projects, presentations, propagation, and plenty of good company. Bring your appetite, your sense of humour, and maybe a story or two from the shack. When? Wednesday, 3 December 2025. See you there, REST Committee. REST Training and Assessment Update. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your licence? REST has you covered with the regular training and assessment days for all license levels. Key dates, standard, advanced and regulations assessments held on alternate months. Next is the 29th of November 2025, foundation training and assessment days held every 2 months, with the next one on 22nd February 2026. We have added the 2026 training and assessment days to stay updated with the full schedule on the REST events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Email reast.assessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser who will be in contact. If you are wanting to come along to the next assessment day and you haven't let Reg know, we have learning resources available, including our foundation license training videos that are a must-watch for beginners. Find them on the REST YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect. So, prepare with the WIA Foundation trial exams, and the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or levelling up, REST is here to guide you every step of the way. 73 Reg, VK7KK. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. VK7 regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commencing at 6:30 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the south, VK7RAF, 146.650-600 kHz. CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. Plus VK7AX International SSTV gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide, microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. Reist WAGS Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. Reist WAGS Wednesday experimenters group on the 3rd, 4th and 5th Wednesday nights of the month from around 6 p.m. in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain and streamed. Reist 6 metre AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 p.m. SOTAR WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, TestNet and TechNet. Session every Wednesday. TestNet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m, then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC Technical Night Session Wednesday, 26th November from 6:30 p.m. at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochelle. NTARC Coffee Mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon in the Rochelle Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group net on 2 metres VK7RMD and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX net 144.190 USB. VK7 events, Wyson 15-16 November, Scout Clark Trophy event, Oatlands Reist 3rd December, end of year barbecue from noon to the WAGS and from 6 p.m. for the WAGS in the Queen's Domain Club Room, not streamed. NTARC 4 December, Christmas dinner at the Iron Horse Bar and Grill located at 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale. NWTARC 6 December, bi-monthly club meeting from 1:30 at the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. Reist 7 December, 23 centimetre QSO party, 10 year birthday on air from 10 a.m. Reist 18 January, 2026, huge car boot sale and barbecue from 11 a.m. after broadcast in the Queen's Domain compound. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, newsreader VK7TW, repeaters, Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7ALH, 40 metres VK7JGD, 20 metres VK7DG, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHF CB24 and HF CB24, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C Digital Group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast on the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you missed the live transmission, remember you can always catch up to the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 p.m. on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and UHF CB24, HF CB24 in the south. Got news, stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to vk7arnews@gmail.com by Friday 9 p.m. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio News.io group page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency, with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 News team, this is Peter, VK7PD, wishing you 73, good DX, and a great week ahead.